speak out one ha'ara, which is really a hashlama to the raid that we spoke about yesterday. So yesterday, we mentioned that Soita Daf Chaf Ches is the daf in terms of the lumdus of Mesech de Soita. Specifically, the braisa that the Gemara brought that says that a Sufik Soita isn't just an ordinary Sufik Isser, but rather the nature of the way we treat this Sufik is, in the words of the Gemara, Kivada. So ordinarily, if you have a Sufik Isser, Sveika Dai Raisa L'chumra, Machloikis Rambam and the Rishonim, whether Sveika Dai Raisa L'chumra is Midai Raisa or Midirabanan, but Sveika Dai Raisa for sure is L'chumra, and the gather of the Chumra is that being that I'm not sure whether this is Mutter or this is us, so I have no choice, Misafik, to assume the worst case scenario, and I have to treat it as if it's Asa. In the parasha of Soita, was Neschadish, that the Safik Soita is not only Asa because of the tzad that maybe she was Nivala, because maybe she was Mizana. But rather, what's the schadish in the parasha of the Safik Soita is that being that she's a Safik Soita, and being that there's a tzad, there's a maybe she was Mizana, we are going to treat her right now as if she was Vadai Zinsa. Lamai Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, says Tosfos, if the husband was Baalel, and then after 120, he finds out that really his wife wasn't Tahira, he's going to be Nenash in Bezdin Shalmaila as if he was bought on a Vadai Soita. Aye, Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that really she was never a Soita. It's not true. Because being that she was a Suffolk Soita is treated 100% like a Vadai Soita. And that's for sure one of the big chedushim that you find in the parasha of Soita. Yesterday we mentioned the Shitu Mekubetzes is Kasha, Mesechtes Ksubas Daftes Amar Aleph. Ksubas Daftes, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Nema La Yisra Aleph. A man gets married, in his mind, he's marrying a Besula, he finds a Pesach Pesuach, which means, L'chura, that she was Nivala. However, he's not 100% sure when exactly this bia took place. In the olden days, there was a full year between the Erusin and the Nisuin, and as a result, there's a legitimate possibility that maybe this nus happened after Erusin. Erusin would make her ready an Eishes Ish that's Mizana is also to her husband. As a result, he has a suffix here. He's not 100% sure what he's supposed to do. And there's a whole sugya, Shaneimal, of Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Nema Lo Israel. And in that sugya, it's mavur two things. Number one, it's mavur that in the event that there would be a Svek Sveka, there'd be two stodim to say that even though this woman has a Pesach Pesuach, but at the same time she's Mutter, the halacha would be, there'd be no issues, everything would be okay. Svek Sveka and Kala Taira Kula, the halacha is, you go to Kula. So if there'd be a Svek Sveka in a Pesach Pesuach situation, Safik Tachtav, Safik Laf Tachtav, Safik Ba'inu, Safik Baratz, and the halacha is, she would be Mutter. Another thing that's Mavura in the Sugya, in Ksubas Taftes is, from Tosfos and all the Rishonim, is that in the event that she had a Chazaka, the Chazaka would also be able to be Makri the Safik. And the Rishonim and the Achroinim all ask that I don't understand. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi is a situation of Safik. What kind of Safik? Safik Saita. We have a Safik, whether this Eishes Ish was Mizana Tachas Baila, or she wasn't Mizana Tachas Baila. Safik Saita. The Braisa says in Soita Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph is Asabas Safik Kevadai. If it's Asabas Safik Kevadai, then Lechayr Vos Pas Chazakis and Vos Pas Svek Sveka. And just to bring out the Kasha a little bit starker, Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid is learned out from Safik Soita. And by Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid, we know the rule Kol Sveka Shata Yochel Harbois. It doesn't matter how many Svekas you have, the Aloch is going to be, that Sveka is going to be Tumah. So if that's the case, for sure, Safik Soita Kol Sveka Shata Yochel Harbois, you're going to have the same exact rule. The Aloch is going to be that Sveka Tumah. And Chazakis? Chazakis doesn't work in the parish of Safik Soita. Chazakis doesn't work in the Sugi of Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid. So Vosfrek Toysfis and all the Rishonim Ksubas Tav Tes. What happened to Chazakis? I'll tell you what happened to Chazakis. We're dealing with a Safik Soita. Safik Soita is Asa Kevada. In other words, L'chura, the Sugi in Ksubas Taftes doesn't seem to be talking to the Sugi in Soita Daftav Ches. This is the Grace of Kashas. Yesterday we mentioned Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam, in Hilchus Yibin V'Chalitza Perik Vav Alochi Yotes, where Reb Chaim said that it's Muchach from here, that this Braisa in Soita Daftav Ches Amar Aleph, that says that a Safik Soita is Asa bas safik avada is only true for the safik soita of kinu vestira. But as it relates to a regular safik soita, such as a oimer pesach pasuach matzasi, if there would be a regular case of safik soita, you would not have this brisa. And you would not have the halacha of safik avada. And being that you wouldn't have the halacha of safik avada, so that safik, which is of course a safik, would be governed by the rules and regulations that govern all sveikas. You'd have a parasha of sveika, you'd have a parasha of chazaka. But as it relates to the parasha of the chudeshes of Safik Kavadai that you find by Safik Soita, that's unique, it's exclusive, it's Mesuyim to the Safik of Kinui Vestira. And in the words of Rab Chaim, Ubal Karchach, the Rak Bekinui, who the Havik Zeris Akasev, the Stira Oisarta Usveika Kivado. It's a Xeris Akasev that when this Kinui, then the Stira would make her Osir, and not only would it make her Osir, it would be Osir misafik, that is kevada. But as we mentioned yesterday, we only spoke out an excerpt of this Reb Chaim. I think Lashlomas HaInyan, it's kedai to speak out a little more of this Reb Chaim. We're not going to speak out the whole Reb Chaim, certainly not Be'echos, that's above my pay grade, but just to speak out a little bit more and get a better appreciation of the context of this Reb Chaim. It's a bechina of the Imlo Yachshav Emosai, and therefore I think it's kedai to just talk about this a little bit more. One of the big sugyas in the Sechtes Yevamos, scary, is the sugya of Tzaras Soita. The truth is that there's a counterpart to the sugya of Tzaras Soita in the Sechtes Yevamos, and that sugya is in the Sechtes Soita. The reason there's two sugyas of Tzaras Soita is because one sugya is discussing the Soita Vadai, and the other sugya is discussing the Safik Soita. Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph is a sugya arucha that discusses a vadai soita that falls the yipam. Soita daf heyom et beis, and daf vavam et aleph discusses a suffix soita that falls the yipam. Yevamos daf yod aleph amar aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, tzara soita asura. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married, he has no children. Reuven's wife was Mizana Tachta with Eden. She's a soita vadai, she's asur to her husband. Then Reuven dies. The halacha is that Reuven's wife does not fall the yibam. Says the Gemara, my time, why not? Tumah k'siv b'karayis. Because the Torah mentions the word tumah in the parish of Soita. How many times? 3 times? Going to Rabbi Akiva, even 4 times. But the Torah mentions the word tumah in the parish of Soita. And the Torah uses the word tumah to describe arayis. Just like in Ervitz, the first Mishnah, Masechtas Yevamos, that falls the yibam. There's no yibam. And there's no chalitza. And even the tzaras erva is aser. So too, the tzaras soita is going to be aser. Meaning the soita herself, no yibum, no chalitza. And her tzara is also going to be pater. Mina yibum v'chalitza. Why? Because we treat the soita as if she's an erva. My taima, tumo ksiv bakarayas. That's the part of the sugya that we need in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. The sugya in Masechta Soita on Daf Hei Amud Beis was commenting on the first mission of the Masechta. The Masechta began discussing the basic halachas of Kina and Stira, the basic laws of a Safik Soita, and the last line of the Mishnah was, in the event that Reuven is married to a Safik Soita, he has no children, and he has a brother, and then he dies. So the halacha is, Reuven's wife is Chayletzes V'loy Mesiyah Bemes. Shimon can't do Yibum to Reuven's wife, but instead, he's going to do chalitza. And the Gemara and the Afayim of Beis didn't really understand the sugya so well. The Gemara said, why? Amai, tisya benami yevumi. What's the makar to this? Like, what would be the problem? Why is the halacha that a suffix soita cannot do yibum? And the Gemara brought a whole reshima of makairis and kalvachaymis to try to come up with an explanation of why it is that a suffix soita, the halacha is, chaylatsnes v'loy mesyabemes. But just to be clear, a suffix soita, what's the halacha? Shimon has to do something. She's a shemeres yavam. She's bound by the issa deiraisa of leisiyah eishas hameis achutza leishzar. It's just he can't do yibum, me'ezatam. Instead, he has to do chalitza. Additionally, the tzara of the suffix soita, meaning, let's say, Reuven had 2 wives. One was a suffix soita, and the other one was not. So the halacha is the tzara of the suffix soita that Shimon wanted, he could even do yibum for. There's no mention of the tzara of the suffix soita in the sugya. And the Rambam Mefurish in Yad Chazaka says, Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, that the tzara of a suffix soita, if you want, you can go ahead and you can do yibum or you can do chalitza. So again, it's very, very simple. There's two sugyas of the soita as it relates to Yevamos and Shas. You have Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, and you have soita Daf He. In Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, you have the sugya of a soita Vaday that falls Yibam. What's the halacha? Tumuksib Bakarayas. There's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, not for her, not for her Tzara. The sugya in Daf Hamad Beis is discussing the suffix soita that falls Yibam. What's the halacha? Chaylatz is flame Yevamos as it relates to the Tzara. If you want to do Yibam, you could do Yibam. L'chayra, Freit Rab Chaim, it's a pliya atzum, and it's really the Rishonim's kasha. It has no havon in the belt. It's mamish tzorichi in God. I mean, we mamish set this up for a day and a half. It poshen, it's mechusar havana. How is it possible that there could be a nafkemina between a vaday soita and a suffix soita? If every suffix soita is also kivaday, so that means a suffix soita is a vaday soita. And if a suffix soita is a vaday soita, how could there be two sugyas? If a vaday soita is tumik sibba karayas, then a suffix soita has to be tumik sibba karayas. And if a vaday soita is no yibav, no chalitza, so why is suffix soita chaletzes? And if a vaday soita tzara soita asura, so why is the tzara of a suffix soita not asa? It's a plea to zokta pchayim, that will feed the raid that we spoke about, it's not shayach. Why? Because the emes is that really the whole concept of a suffix soita being kevada is a chiddush. It's a gzeres hakasav. The Torah said that when there's kine and stira, so now we're being mechadash a gzeres hakasav. That what? That this woman is going to be treated like a vaday soita. The gzeres hakasav was only said for the dvarim amufurashim atayra. And what are the Dvar Mamu for Rosh HaVatayra? Oh, it's very straightforward. It says the word Tumah three times, maybe four times. Echel Abal, Echel Abayel, Echel Atrumah, Echel Kohuna, Gamarnu. That's it. There is no other Riboy in the Gzeres HaKosev of the parish of Kine Vestira to say that the suffix Soita is going to be Kavadai. There's no Riboy that says that Vos is Negei, the Sugya of Tzara Soita, Vos is Negei, Yivam is Daf Yud Aleph. I have a Bezunderi Riboy that the suffix Soita, because of the Gzeres HaKosev, and because of the Chiddush HaTorah, because of the Kine, she's going to be treated like a Vaday Soita. Icham Nisha Makar for them. And because I have no Makar for that, so it's for that reason the suffix Soita, as it relates to the parish of Yibum, is not going to be treated like a Vaday Soita. It's not going to be treated like a Vaday Soita. Okay, so it's a different sugya. And because it's a different sugya, that's why it's true. A Vaday Soita, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, Safik Soita, Chalat says. And a Vaday Soita, Tzara Soita, as it relates to a Safik Soita, it's not going to be that way. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, if she's a Safik, and Safik is Kavadai, so how could you be Mechalik? The Teretz is, it's true she's a Safik, and it's true Safik is Kavadai, but the Safik Kavadai is a Chiddush HaTeretz, Xeris HaKosev, for her Rayas of Krav Chayim, Ksuba Staf Tess, because every Safik site is not treated kevadai. Elamai, it's in Chiddush HaTorah. So the Chiddush HaTorah is wherever it was Nischadish. It was Nischadish for Baal, Boil, Trum, and Kuna. It wasn't Nischadish anywhere else. And being there, it was never Nischadish as it relates to Yevamis. So Vos is Negei, the Yevamis to Gesugis. You don't have this halacha that the Sofik site is kevadai, and that's why the laws of the Vadai site and the laws of the Sofik site are not going to be the same. But there's a whole other part to this, Reb Chaim. And if we didn't speak this out, it would be Ikka Chasim and Asefer, malpractice. So I think we need to speak out the other component of this Reb Chaim as well. Because Reb Chaim said that, again, this is Pashit. This is level one. But it's still a plea. It's still a plea. And it's still very hard to understand the sugya of Tzara Safik Soita or the Yevamis Safik Soita the Gesugya and Mesachta Soita Daf Hamad Beis. Why? Two kashas of Reb Chaim. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara approached the Mishnah that says Ve'im Meis Chaylatzes V'Leimis Yabemis, Mamish in completely overwhelmed. I don't understand. Am I what? Like what Shaychis? This Yabim Nami Yavumi. Like what's the problem? Why can't Shimon be Miyabim the Suffix Soita? Freit Reb Chaim. Even if you want to tell me that there's no halacha of Suffix Kivadai when this. But with regards to Yevamis, because that's Xeris HaKosev, that the Torah was only Mechadish where it was Mechadish it. But L'chayre, every Sofik Soita, Misofik is a Sofik Soita. And if Misofik, she's a Sofik Soita, what's the Gemara's Kasha do Yibum? She can't do Yibum because it's a Sofik. Maybe she was Mezana. In other words, the Chiddush HaTorah that a Sofik Soita is treated like a Vaday Soita, that's Dafka where the Torah was Megal the Chiddush. That's something that you don't have in Ksuvas Daf Tes, and as a result, you wouldn't have it even in the parish of Kine Vestira versus Negei Yevamis. Or in Ksuvas Daf Tes, you do have the halacha that if there's a suffix that maybe an Eishes Ish was Mazana, you have to treat it like a suffix Eishes Ish is Insa. Of course, what's the Shaila? It's true in every parish in the Torah. So why would it not be true over here? Good, not the Bezundere parish of Suffix of Adai, a regular suffix with Svek Svekas and Chazakas. Okay. But at the very least, every suffix soita should be there. So a suffix soita, even if you want to tell me, is not treated like a vaday soita versus negei yivamis, but a sofik soita she should be, and if she's a sofik soita, so it's pasha why she can't do yibum. So what's the Gemara's kasha? And why do we need makiris to tell me that a sofik soita can't do yibum? Amai tisyabin nami yivume, what do you mean she's a sofik soita? You'll tell me she's not a sofik soita kevada good. Reb Chaim already spired that from Ksuba Stav Tes. But at the very least, she's a sofik soita. Midei sveika loy nafka. And if she's a sofik soita, what's the halim? She should be able to do yibum. Demis says, it's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha, and you've almost off your alpha and alpha. And it's a plea atzuma. What's the Gemara's kasha of tisyabim nami yevume l'chura? At the very least, she's a sofik soita. But Reb Chaim asked another kasha. The Rambam, we just said, in Perek Vav Halachi Tas Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, says that as it relates to the tzara of the sofik soita, if the brother wants to do yibum, he could do yibum. Frank Reb Chaim, how can you do yibum? L'chaira, the tzara of the sofik soita is a sofik tzara soita. Because every sofik soita is dacha sofik soita. So that means that the tzara is a tzara of a sofik soita. If the tzara of a vaday soita is aser, that's Rabbi Yehuda Merab's memory, Yevamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tzara soita asura my time atum ksiva karayas, so every tzara sofik soita l'chayra should be a sofik of Yevamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And if that's the case, the halacha should be chayletzes floy mesiyabemes. And how you talking that the Rambam says that l'chatchil, if you want to go ahead and do yibum, you have a right to do yibum. These are the two additional kashas, meaning after we already learned the first Chelek Rav Chaim twice, there's still two bumba kashas that emerge from the Sugya Masechta Sivamis. So to answer this, Rav Chaim said the punchline. Said Rav Chaim, Elun Nira, it's muchach from here, that when the Torah was mechadish, that al yidei kinav estira, this sofik soita is treated like a sofik evadai, licked in der chiddish tzvei zachen. Number one, sofik evadai, really that's number two, but also, in the chiddush of Kina Vestira is Hagufa, that we treat a suffix soita like a suffix soita. Because were it not for the chiddush of Kina Vestira, we would not treat a suffix soita like a suffix soita. Meaning, were it not for the chiddush of Kina Vestira, a woman that had Kina and Stira would be Mutil Abayla. And Reb Chaim said, the Makar to this is the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Da Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. The halacha is if a man and a woman, a man and an Eish Ish, are together in a state of Yichud, the halacha is this woman is mutter to her husband. It's halacha. She's mutter to her husband. Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Even though Yichud maybe is in a Sedei Raisa, and even though there's a Shtikl Raglaim Ludovah, there may be something happened, it doesn't matter. The halacha is Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Pashut, she has a chazakah, but the halacha is that machmas cheskasa ein oisrin ala yichud. In the words of Reb Chaim, we don't even see a suffix. There's no suffix. There's no tzad that we reckon that maybe there was a snus. Thus, haste. The fact that when there's a stira, we deher all of a sudden. Whoa, I'm not sure. Maybe something happened. There's shtazay pashut echalabal echalabal. Right. This whole inyan is all a chelik of the chiddush of the parish of Saita. That when the husband was v'kinei as ishtoi, and then there was a stira, you don't have the din of ein oisrin ala yichud. Ein oisrin ala yichud is unkinui, of a mitkinui, so now if I care, now it's v'nitmon, nitmon, nitmon. It's a whole different parish, but that's all a chelik of the gzeres hakosuv of the parish of Sofik Soita. So said Reb Chaim, without the gzeres hakosuv, without the chiddush of kinei and stira, not only would the Sofik Soita not be usher Kivadai, she wouldn't even be Asa Misafik. It's all because of the Xeris HaKasav of Kinev Estira. It's because of that Chiddush HaTorah that she's Aser, even Misafik. So said Reb Chaim, that we just said that the Chiddush of Kinev Estira is only Negeya wherever the Torah was Megalit. Echelabal, Echelabal, Echelet Shumah, Echelet Kahuna. But where the Torah wasn't Megalit, over there, I don't have that Chiddush. And the Torah was clearly not Megalit in the parish of Yibum. That was the first Chelik. If the Torah wasn't Megalit as it relates to Yibum, that means Vasis Negeya, the Yevamis, the Gesugis, I don't even have a Sofik. If I don't even have a Sofik, Zakrab Chayim, that's the Gemara's Kash and Soit, the Fahim and Beis. Vimeis Chayletzis, Veloimis Yabemis, Vamai, Tisyabin Ami Yavumi. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, what do you mean Tisyabin Ami Yavumi? At the very least, she's a Sofik. At the very least, this is a Oyma Pesach Pesuch, Matsasi, Nemel Oyzrael, Beishat Kayin. Right? At the very least, it's a Chad Sveika of Sofik. Then maybe she was Mizana. Zok Reb Chaim, it's not true. What do you have? You have Stira? You have kinoi. The Torah was never mechadish that kinoi means anything as it relates to Yavamas. So as a result, the Rambam paskins that the tzor of a suffix soita you'll add it to yibum. What's nakasha? Isn't she at the very least a suffix tzoras? No, why is she a suffix? What did she do? What is the suffix? There's no Pesach Pesuach. What's the suffix? Oh, the suffix is that there was a stira, kedushin payalif, ein oisrin ala yichud. Oh, because there was kinoi. Which one of these boxes does it check off? None of them. So as a result, what shayches? And that's why the Rambam paskins that if you want to go to Chatchila and you want to do Yibum, you'd be allowed to do Yibum. Just to say it, the Lashoni Azov, Shal Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim, Ubal Karchach, because of everything that we just spoke out. The Gzeirus HaKosov Shal Kinoi Hu Betarti. The Gzeirus HaKosov of Kinoi is twofold. Bein L'Shav Yisveika, Ubein Laso Yisveika Kevada. Sai, the Gzeiros HaKosov of Kinoi, creates the suffix, and Sai, it says that suffix is going to be treated like a vade. Avo belav hoch, without the Gzeiros HaKosov of Kinoi, harehi becheskasa, she would have a chazaka, ve'en kan shum, sveiko, there's no skla. Umimelo, just a fear rois, the Hodder Dina says, Reb Chaim, the le'inyin tumuk sevaka rayas, le'inyin chalitza v'yibom, the lo'y mo'yul b'zeh hadin kinoi, v'daynina lo kemoi b'lo'y kinoi, im kein havya b'chlal hach dino de'ein oisran ala yichud, the lo'y hava gam sveika. Either way, this concludes the Saita portion of today's daf, and almost, not 100%, but almost the Saita portion of the Masechta that we are learning.